Hi, good people. This is the Vineyard Podcast, your weekly dose of fun, laughter, banter, and a whole lot of realness. Woo! It's nice to be back.
We actually enjoy this.
Yeah. It's interesting what we want to discuss today, because it's a fresh of breath air to everyone who feels that they're alone. Where have you guys laughed? Have I said?
It's a fresh of breath.
Rewind selector. Pull up. It's a breath of fresh
air. Yes, it's a breath of fresh air to anyone who feels like they're alone. And also, it's encouragement to those people who have actively chosen to work with us.
Yes.
That, you know, there is a remnant.
There are people who actually listen.
Mm-hmm. And we are examples. This is why we're even here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll have been asked to do this if we were a bit mubadala in our standing.
What is mubadala?
You're the one who knows Kiswahili. You should be the one educating us. You're
a bit
mubadala.
You're a bit chaotic. You're a bit mubadala ni badhini chaotic. Okay.
Yeah.
With our faith. And maybe to start us, have you seen instances whereby you have gone somewhere and without even thought, you have inclined to your faith, if you're too, as in, ata ukufikiri uliko hapana, ama you've talked and people are like, eh, that's weird, you know.
Yes.
This is any such examples. Ama
anza huko.
Oh, it's Tatundea. Been going to me. I think I've used this example so many times, even in the previous episode for last week. I think I referenced this example, and that is the fact that I think it has, I've reached the point where it's become so difficult to even hide my Christianity.
Mm.
I think everything about me just lives, breathes, and just speaks to the fact that I am born again.
Yes.
And Jesus is my personal
Hallelujah.
Savior. So that even when I'm in a setting where it's not conventionally Christian, the conversation I am having is Christian. I'll probably just use the example and just say it again. So I went to a concert. And but it's not the concert that people are thinking. I went to an R&B concert.
Yes.
So it was tagged. It is an 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. An early 2000s concert. So I went and we were sipping when the tables around us are sipping. You name them.
Big,
I don't
big
know.
Names.
Big names.
Of the ones that you're posted for.
Simba.
I don't even know. 100G.
Exactly. I tell you, people are posting receipts and you're wondering, are you crazy?
When
people are sipping that, we were sipping our Innocent Del Montes. So somebody walks up to me. So first of all, I'm fearing.
Jesus.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because this is not a setting I'm supposed to be at.
Mm.
So I am very antsy and I've got a face mask on. I am dressed from head to toe. I'm in a dress that wipes the floor, literally. It wipes the floor. So even when I'm walking in, people are looking at me and they're wondering,
wrong location.
What in the Jehovah's?
We alikuwa naenda kesha.
You know.
Ama amekuja kuchukua mtu.
Ama amekujia mtu, because ukai ni kama you are coming to a setting such as this.
Yes.
So I'm sipping my Del Monte, sorry, and I'm in a long dress. And somebody walks up to me and they're like, why do you have a face mask on? I could not hide that I have a flu. I said, it's because I'm a church girl.
Mm.
I'm a Christian girl. And it's like, oh, very interesting. Which church do you go to? He asks. And I say, I go to Sitam Valley Road. And he says, you have got to be kidding me. I go to the same church.
Who?
Now,
happened
on get this. Now, get this. I am a Christian.
Mm.
I was in that setting. I don't regularly do this. This is a one-off I go.
You don't, actually.
But this is somebody who's there and is drunk. And he tells me, he goes there, notice the tense. It's not that he sometimes attends. He says, I go to that church.
A regular
and in my head, I was thinking, Lord, you have got me. Oh, I thought I was trying
me
to
come funzo.
You have used me, Lord, as an example. You
remember.
As an example. You know, okay, I tell you, that even when David says, even when I hide in the depths,
you are there.
Find me.
Yes.
You will still find me. So I'm like, oh, you go there. That's amazing. So he asks me, are you in any ministry? I tell him, yes, I'm in a ministry. And I ask him, are you in a ministry? He's like, no, I'm not in a ministry. I actually had a falling out with God. And I asked him, why did you have a falling out with God? So he starts giving me a story about it. And I'm telling him, but are you back in church? And he says, yes, I go to church. And I'm like, you need to get into fellowship. You need to get back into ministry. How often do you read your Bible? I am asking him this question. Mark you, he is tipsy. But this is the conversation I'm having with him there. And I'm telling him, you need to go back to church.
Yes.
You need to go back to working on yourself with the Lord, not outside of the Lord.
Yes.
This is the conversation I am having. So I'm thinking to myself, this is somebody who is also very in tune. He knows the Lord.
Yeah.
He knows the Lord. He's struggling with him. He's at a point where he's struggling with the Lord. But this is somebody who knows the Lord and is very conscious of the Lord. And here is another person who knows the Lord, has a serious relationship with the Lord, but is also in such a place, but is also speaking to somebody else. And I was thinking to myself, we are actually there.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe I was there for such a time as to just speak to this young man. Yeah. I'm not justifying the fact that I was in that place.
Yes.
But who knows? The fact that even in such a place, the you Lord is still speaking to
he
people.
Can.
The Lord is still very actively present in finding lost souls, even in such a place.
That he used your mask
he as used a, my as a mask means. As a means for him to come and speak to me, because it was absurd. Why do you have a mask at such a place? You know, that for me was a real testament of there's a remnant. That the Lord is actively seeking his people, and there are people who are still hearing him, even if they are grappling to discern whether it's his voice or not. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I believe that was divinely orchestrated. That was not coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that you are in a place that you don't go regularly, and that kind of an interaction happens. Yoni. Yoni Mungu.
Kabisa.
Definitely.
Somebody said it's a universe.
It's a universe, yeah.
It's the creator of the universe.
Period.
Put it on a billboard. Yes. So for me, I think what has come to mind is this year we have been doing a lot of high school missions. My mom has been preaching in high schools, and whenever I get a chance, and I've not been doing it regularly, but now I really want to do is she goes to preach very often. And even in church, we've been doing, missions. You know, we are taking new territories in Sitam in the year 2024. So we've been really plugging into that. And so I think this year and towards the end of last year, I've gone to quite a number, maybe around four or five high schools for missions. And why I strongly believe there is a remnant. I went to Moi Girls Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in with my mom. My mom was preaching. And we did the praise and worship. And then the time for intercession came. I think I'm in shock to date. The lady who was leading intercession, she was just praying scriptures that are just on her fingertips. Like these such deep, profound prayers. I'm like, this cannot be a high school girl. She's just there, like a short, small girl. I think a form three girl. And I'm turning and I'm looking around and I'm seeing girls tarrying in the place of prayer. I'm like, you know what? We are in safe hands. It was so beautiful to witness. And the sad thing to me is many old people feel like older. I don't know people get offended when they're called old people. Many old people feel like our generation is just up to no good at all times. We are just mischievous. We are looking for the next rule to break.
If you're not in your house by 5 bucks.
Yeah. Something is wrong.
It's like we're waiting for them to say something, we just say
no. That place we had, the youth church, is full of the
devil.
The devil. But watch out to achieve you up or to see quite controversial. But many older people feel like, because maybe what we always say, bad news is what makes
news.
Yeah.
What is working? Yeah. What is working well? Nobody is interested. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're keen and you walk around, you will see there is definitely a remnant. Even in that age of high schoolers, even in our age, I can give so many other examples, but I'll just focus on that one. I really believe with all my heart, with the correct discipleship, with us holding one another accountable, please, the faith is not dying with our generation. It is not ending. People usually feel like, older people in church, in leadership, they usually feel, who are we going to leave the church to? Tuko bana.
Tupo.
Standing Tuko. Really, we are
really
here.
Strong.
Exactly.
Really, really strong.
Yes.
I think there's one that really stands out in my head. It was last year. There was a young kid who preached in Valley Road. And you could only say, this is the Holy Spirit. Because you're like, how can such a young man preach? Had you go like, That gave me hope to know that aki, there is a remnant. And yes, even high school missions had gone to Upper Hill,
mm-hmm,
from the praise and worship to the prayers. You'll sit down and be like, there are people out there who are looking and sorting after God,
mm-hmm,
with a hunger and a thirst, yeah, that I think we don't get to see because we have a bit of, okay, for lack of, we have a veil on us.
Yeah.
Because we see their age before we see their faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it becomes a stumbling block because you can't get past that.
Yeah, mm-hmm, you wonder, what do these young people have to offer?
What do they have to offer?
Yeah.
And maybe the last one, we had gone on a road trip the other day, and at every house we stopped, at every place we stopped, as loud, okay, we are very loud. I can't say we are quiet. And as outgoing,
fortunately or unfortunately.
As outgoing as we were, the one thing that stood out to every single person was
the fact that we are young people sold out totally for God.
Yeah. That was what, nothing else, nothing more. In fact, our itinerary changed. It was as if we had gone for a mission.
So funny. It was like we went for a mission.
Yes. Yeah.
We have gone on a holiday, a break.
Just to say hi to someone's parents.
Yes.
Aye.
We are now all of a sudden doing a ministry to youth.
You know, we are.
We took Sitambali Youth people. Church to another county.
You know.
We are going to comfort the elderly, the sick.
Yeah.
We even wondering, okay, now this is no longer a break away from the city.
And the sentiments, you remember what stood out clearly in all the houses that we went to with the elderly?
Yeah.
The words that they were saying. They were saying, it is really amazing to see young people coming back to see their parents, and young people
who
live and love,
yes,
the Lord. It really touched my,
yeah,
heart. And I thought to myself, I don't know why in some other settings people are not seeing the same thing that other people are seeing.
Yes.
The fact that there are young people who are completely committed to the Lord. It might not look kitamba in the kichwa, yeah, long skirts. Yeah.
It's us and our ripped jeans. And we just, still love, yeah, Jesus.
And we still love loved.
Yeah. But we love with him and we love him.
And we love with him.
Yes.
I think I should just go sleep.
No.
Can I, you keep quiet?
You guys are telling me to keep
editing
the podcast.
No,
sure. No, I'm just playing,
yeah,
with you. Uh-huh. I think one other thing I want to mention in terms of remnants, there's one of our friends that I think I should totally give him a shout out, but I will refrain from mentioning his name. A very fascinating young man. And when we were doing some questions one time together just to get to know one another, we were talking about some of the things. If we're told to describe him, what would we say? And the thing that we said stood out for us was we called him pure.
Wow.
Pristine.
Which is rare.
Mm.
Get this. This young man is not naive. He's very well aware of things that happen and things that people do and the many shortcuts that he can take. But this young man has chosen to be
pure.
Very, very pure.
Yeah.
In the choice of people he keeps around him, in the choice of relationships that he makes, in the choice of music that he listens to, this young man is totally sold out for Jesus.
It's so beautiful. You remember how shocked we were?
We were.
We're like,
Simum, shout out.
Do you exist?
Mom, appreciate. You, all of us know him.
Yeah, we all know. We all know who we're talking about.
But I think for the benefit of the viewers, just know that
there is a remnant.
There is.
If you are there, Haki.
Haki, and you are thinking
that you are alone.
Yeah.
Why am I the only one?
Yeah, you're an odd one out.
Yeah, who is deciding to, you know, go for prayer meetings? Why am I the only one who's telling my friends, you know, let's do a fast.
Yeah, let's not indulge in
let's
this.
Let's not indulge in
Maybe
this.
Maybe we could opt not to do this. Yeah. Then you're just feeling so
and you're
out
just
of
feeling
place.
So out of place. I'm telling you.
Bado tuko, bana.
Mm. Bado tuko.
Bado tuko. We are here. We are standing strong. Yeah.
We even have friends who went to Bible school.
Yeah.
Imagine. Not because they want to be pastors or they have the calling
serious
to be pastors.
Professionals.
It's because they want to understand the word of God and to apply it in their day-to-day life. Mm. Do you know how exceptional that is?
Yeah.
And they are flourishing
like nothing. People think that we are here because we have nothing better to do. We are suffering in life.
No. We just don't turn to the Lord because things are hard.
No.
In fact, we turn to him because we see how amazing they are,
yeah,
because he is in it.
He's the center of everything. Mm. So don't be discouraged. Maybe unfortunately, okay, sometimes you find yourself in a setting where you may be the only one who has that conviction, and it can be so deeply discouraging. What really works for us is that we have a strong community, and we can never take that for granted. And we have prayed, and we keep praying even for the viewers and other people who feel they have the conviction but you don't have people around, that God will give you these people. But stand strong. Stand strong. The people are there. Young people at that. Your friends don't have to be wamama wa... Wagil. Just stand strong in your faith, stand strong in your conviction, live it, breathe it, exercise it. God will send people your way to, you know, to affirm you and to just walk that journey towards it. But just know that the remnant is there. It exists.
And the more you do it, it becomes easier. Because I'm thinking, how many times have we gone for a party and we always pray before we leave, regardless of where we are?
It's even like in our birthdays, drunk people come to us and we start evangelizing to them.
Oh, you were there? 20?
Yeah, it was the year before. Your birthday, uncle.
We are just
we had taken them cake as a form of evangelism.
We took cake to them and we started evangelizing. They were like, we should come to that church.
Every opportunity is an opportunity.
At least the fact that we spoke, you know, we don't have to harvest. But
someone else will come.
Can plant the seed.
Yeah, you just obey and plant. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to convict. You share the gospel.
We share it wherever we
can.
That's what we've been called to do.
He just keeps to go together. Yani, two in an open. Anyway.
Okay. I think with those sentiments shared, unless you have anything closing remarks for maybe someone who feels like where is the church headed to? And maybe someone who feels like I want to give up. I'm tired. Yeah.
That question of where's the church headed to, it's actually, I don't know, it's giving me inspiration for our next episode.
So, you want to hold that thought.
Hold
that thought. Because we definitely have some things to say.
We've got something in store for you.
So I think with that, take heart and take courage. We are still there.
And even to the older generation.
Yes. Manze, we are still there. And maybe you can share with us some of the things that you do, some of the things that you have seen that are a clear indication that there is a remnant that is there, that is out to sort after God. And with that, we want to close. As you can see, we also want to go and have supper.
I
think it's because we become serious professionals.
So our timelines change. But all known, we love you. Subscribe, share, comment. This is The Vineyard. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
Angalia.
You are looking at...
I was looking at the wrong camera.
Nisaba, in fact, you took a very interesting to watch. I'll make sure I watch that episode. Oops.